All right, this parsha we know is Achrei Mos. And a lot of times when you have different mitzvahs that you think are kind of esoteric and not relatable, it's really not the case. And you have to try to make an effort to see how it's relatable. So I want to tackle today the mitzvah of Kisui Adam that's mentioned in the parsha. What is Kisui Adam? Kisui Adam is when you shecht a bird or a chaya, you have to cover the blood in dirt, but not a behemoth. There are three types of animals: chaya, oaf, and behemoth. So Kisui Adam is by a chaya and oaf. It's not by a behemoth. Okay, we don't find it by a behemoth. And the reason is Kisui Adam applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Bifnei the Beis Hamikdash, Shelo Bifnei the Beis Hamikdash. It only applies to Chulin, and it doesn't apply to Korbanos. Okay? Does not apply to Korbanos. So why is it Shaykh only on a Chai and an Oaf? That's the first thing. Why is it only Shaykh on a Chai and an Oaf and not on a Behemoth? What's the reason for this? So we'll have to see, but I'll tell you right now. There is a concept called a siag. What is a siag? What's a siag? Siag is a rabbinic fence. Siag is a rabbinic fence that you won't come to do something. You make a siag so you won't come to do something. The Chachamim made a lot of siagos. They made a lot of fences. Yes? So the Rashbam and the Kli Yakar claim, the Rashbam and the Kli Yakar both claim that Hashem is making a siag. See, on a rabbinic level, there are a lot of siyagim, but sometimes the Torah makes a siag, very rarely. And Rabbi Yosef Engel collects all the different siyagim. Rabbi Yosef Engel collects all the different siyagim that are on a deraisa level. And this is one of them. Do you know there's an issur to eat blood? And drink blood is a chiyuv karis. So if you make it disgusting with dirt, you're not going to come to eat it. You follow that? That's the Rashbam and the Kli Yakar's take on Kisui Adam. Oh, so why doesn't it apply by a behemoth? What's the answer for that? Why doesn't it apply to a behemoth? What's the answer? The answer is that the blood of a behemoth is put on the Mizbeach. You're never going to come to eat the blood of a behemoth. What did you say? Kisui Adam is only, you're right. But since every animal has the potential to become a behemoth, to become a korban, every animal has that potential. So therefore, an chulin can become kodesh. Only one. The majority of birds are not. The only bird is a turtle dove. The only bird that goes on there is a turtle dove. Most birds cannot be put on the mizbeach. Right? Most behemoths can be. In fact, all of them. Chayas can't. So I want you to carry through this theory. What's the theory? The theory is the blood, Hashem wants you to make it disgusting with dirt so you won't come to eat it. You follow what I'm saying? And it only applies to a chai and an oaf, because why? A chai and oaf is not put on the mizbeach anyway. Either is one bird a turtle dove, that's one bird. Majority of them are not. You follow what I'm saying? But the blood of a behemoth has the potential to go on the mizbeach, even though it's chulin. Even though it's chulin, but you could have mocked the shin and could put it on the mizbeach. So therefore, since it could potentially be put on the mizbeach, lemaisa, no one's going to touch that. That could potentially be, that potentially could be good blood. And therefore, since potentially it could be good blood, therefore, what do I mean by good blood? It could be used on the mizbeach to get a kapara. Therefore, never chash a guy's going to drink and eat that. You follow that? Who says this pshat? The Rashbam and the Kli Yakar. And Rabbi Yosef Engel puts it on the list of things that are siyagim on a deraisa level. What's the most famous example of a siyag on a deraisa level, if I would ask you? What do you think the most famous concept is? Yichud is an issa d'oraisa by a woman. If you live with her, you chayv karis. So it's an issa d'oraisa. It's an issa d'oraisa of a siag. And it's an issa d'oraisa of a siag. And since it's an issa d'oraisa of a siag, you see beferish that lamaisa, yichud is similar to that. What's another example of that? Ba'yirah ba'yamatzeh, according to the Ran. You're not allowed to see and find chametz. That's an issa d'oraisa. Do you know why you're not allowed to see and find chametz? It's a siag that you won't come to what? You won't come to eat it. Exactly. So I just mentioned three examples of siagim on a d'oraisa level. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the chiddush of the Kli Yakar and the Rashbam. It's a beautiful pshat. And like I said, behemah's out of the picture. Okay, we got that, Chlor? Now, what's the little message that we learn from this? Everyone in their own personal lives has to make a what? Has to make a siag. Everyone in their own personal life has to make a siag. Okay? What does that mean, everyone in their own personal life has to make siagim? The Mesillas Yesharim Pirkei Gimel says that there are three madregas. There's Yisurim themselves, there's siagim that the Chachamim made, and then there's personal things you got to do. If you always speak Lashon Hara with this guy, then you got to distance yourself from that guy. Yes? If you always look at this billboard, it's not Sneas, then don't go that way. It's not written that way in the Gemara, but you have to make your own personal things. So what I want to suggest is the first message you learn from Kisui Adam is what? What's the first message you learn from Kisui Adam? What's the first message you learn from Kisui Adam? To do what? What's the first message we're saying you learn from Kisui Adam? Is to make your own what? Siyagim. Okay? Everyone got that? That's the first chiddush I want you to... Therefore, we just made this very relatable. Yes? Okay, number two. What is the tam of the medrash in the midst of Kisui Adam? What is the tam of the medrash of the Kisui Adam? So, it says in Brachos that when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't know what to do with the body. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, you know how they bury people. You've ever been to Levi in Eretz Yisrael? It's very, very, you actually see the body, right? It's not in a coffin. So Cain didn't know what to do with Hevel. Cain didn't know what to do with Hevel, with the body that he killed. So Hashem brought two birds, kosher birds. He killed one of them. I'm sorry. Hashem brought two birds, and one bird killed the other bird, and he dug, and he buried the other bird. So what did Cain learn from there? That if one bird can learn from another bird, I'm sorry, he learned that one bird buried the other bird, he learned that he should bury Hevel. So therefore, the birds were zochah to the midst of Kisui Adam. They have their own blood covered. You follow that? If I would ask you, what do you glean from that medrash? What do you see? What would you say? What do you learn from that medrash? What do you learn from that medrash? What do you learn from that medrash? That Kisui Adam is what? What is Kisui Adam? Kisui Adam is reward and payment to the birds. I don't know why it rewards the animals, the chayas, because they weren't in that story, but for bearing Hevel. Because of this, they were zochah to have their own blood covered, and they're not thrown everywhere. Dafka chay and of buried Hevel. I don't know why it says chaya.
Did the bird bury another bird?
They did. They you know how they kick up the dirt and they bury the bird in there. A behemah had no chelik. A behemah had no chelik in the kfur of Hevel. Therefore, it wasn't zochah. So, what's the second message you see from there? Mida keneged mida. Yes. Now, I don't see how a chai is involved in that story. Go ahead.
So, the first one, in the first that we gave, was they never trying to make the blood disgusting. So, but his question is that there's one oath that's still, like, still can go on the basis of the
So the Ophos shouldn't have this clout. I'm saying, no, the Ophos do have this clout.
No, but I hear you. You know what it says in the Medrash? It says, Mi kavro amloz ben padas Ophos ha-shamayim v'chayos tahoros. So it does say chayos tahoros, kavru. It says beferish that they did it. Because where did he think he got the idea of killing a guy? Where do you think murder, how did he come up with murder? Where do you think he came up with the concept of murder? You tell me. He saw Adam Arishon shecht an animal to Hashem, a par, sure par, at the neck, at the Makom HaSimonim. So Kayin learned from Adam Arishon that he shechted the cow, but Makom HaSimonim, so he also killed the Baal Chai. And in that vein, he killed Hevel. He actually killed Hevel in the same Makom. In the same spot, he killed Hevel. In the same spot, he killed Hevel.
On
Dugim?
Dugim.
Yeah.
Why say Dugim? Dugim Afuka, it's like a demo.
Yeah.
So they say Dugim is because Kayin didn't know how to kill someone.
So what'd he do?
So he just took a rock and started just attacking him and didn't know what he was doing. The Dugim went everywhere. It wasn't regular.
Really?
Wasn't regular.
Who quotes that? Rashi?
Because
that's against this Medrash. It says he shechted him at the Simonim. He shechted him at the neck. But that's why it says Chaya. It says the Chaya is also buried him. So that's why they were rewarded. Interesting. So the Medrash Rabbah has Chaya and Ophos. So the second message is Mita Kenegan Mita. You got that? Number three. Third message. It's very interesting. After someone dies, what is the limit of the Chaya and the Oph? Hevel was the first death in the world. Hevel was the first death in the world. And therefore there's a limud of Chaim and Gemul afilu achar misa. There's a limud of yes. Rashi? I can't hear. So what are you saying? Rashi is saying both chatten that what?
Either it's him, right? It's the blood of Hevel and all of his descendants. Or it can mean that he had the staff of the whole of his
life. Like Binyamin said. But he doesn't quote this about the shechting of the Simonim, you mean?
No.
Interesting. Okay, good. All right. Third message from this. What do you learn from the Chayin Oph? The death of Hevel was the first death in the world. But what does it show? That there's life after death. How do we know there's life after death? Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, there's life after death. So since there's life after death, this is the message you learn from the Chai and the Oph. Why do you bury a human being? Why do we bury a human being? Why is cremation such a terrible thing? Why is cremation such a terrible thing? What did you say? But it shows that there's life after death. That's why you bury the person. Because the neshama will come back to this body by Tchias HaMesim. You follow what I'm saying? So the Chizkuni writes, what does the word Nishmas Chayim mean? A neshama that lives forever and doesn't die in the goof. So the Ramban says, what is Am Kadosh? It's a promise on eternity that it'll exist after Misa. It says, Lo tiskoderu tasimu karcha bein enechem lemeis. After the neshama stays, there's no makom of any more avelis. Ain makom la avelis yisera. After the neshama still stays, after the neshama still is kayim, there's no place for extra mourning. You know how the pagans used to cut their skin when people would die? That's what lotiskodudu means. They would actually cut their skin. Why would they cut their skin? Because they would think that their relative's dead and that's it. There's no other more. So why should they hurt themselves? That's ridiculous. That's a denial of Tchias HaMesim. So that's exactly what we do. It's another thing that we learn, that there's a soul remains even after death. That is the importance of Kisui Adam. You follow me? That is the importance of Kisui. That's the third message. That's why it's such a tragic thing to cremate someone. Okay, number four message that we learn from Kisui Adam. Did you know that there's a concept you're not supposed to mevaza mitzvahs? You're not supposed to mevaza mitzvahs. Where is everyone this morning? So many people are missing? Where's Nate? No idea. Jake has an interview. Okay. What about Oren and Benji?
I can text them after.
No, it's all right. You don't want to say Shomer Achi Anochi, right? You know what that means, right? You know what Shomer Achi Anochi means? That's what Kayan said, right? That's what Kayan said. We never want to say that. You know, am I my brother's keeper? That's a bad thing, right? So he's the one who said that. But there is a concept you're never supposed to mavaza mitzvahs. Let me ask you a question. When you do Kisui Adam, how are you supposed to do it? Are you supposed to bend down and use your hands with the dirt and cover with the blood? Or can you kick with the dirt? Can you kick the dirt on the blood? What do you think? I can't hear you. Yes, you're not allowed to kick it, guys. Excellent. It's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Beis. In fact, it's so incredible. Do you know the Gemara learns the klal that you're never supposed to mevaza mitzvahs from Kisui Adam? The Gemara's lashon is abun de kulu dam. What does abun de kulu dam mean? What does abuhon mean in Aramaic? Father. The father of all the mitzvahs is dam regarding this din. Isn't that amazing? Yes? You're not allowed the mevaza mitzvahs, and we learn it out from where? Where do we learn it out from? Kisui Adam. You know, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to do a mitzvah. You don't do it in a... Do you know you're not allowed to count money by the Chanukah licht? You're not allowed to count money. You're being mevaza the Chanukah licht. You're being mevaza the Chanukah licht. You can't do that. You can't be mevaza the Chanukah licht by counting money. You can't kick the dirt. But I often wonder to myself, why did Hashem make Kisui Adam the marker for all the mitzvahs that you can't mevaza dam? What do you think the answer to that is? Why do you think that that's the marker? That you can't mevaza something? Because there's something about Kisui Adam that shows the eternity of life. Right? Number two, it shows what? Mida k'neged mida. And number three, it shows what? Making your own siyagim. Because of those three things, they teach us such precious things, there's no way you can do it in an embarrassing way. There's no way you can do it in the mevaza way. Because such a mitzvah is so precious and teaches us these three fundamental things. There's no way that what? There's no way that you can mevaza something like this precious mitzvah. In fact, you can't mevaza any mitzvah. That's what I think. That's what I was thinking is the marker. You follow me? Because it teaches us such a... Make your own siyagim. Mida k'neged mida, the eternity of life. How can you go ahead and kick dirt on it? In fact, that's the marker for all mitzvahs. You can't embarrass mitzvahs. And I want to teach you another thing. You know what Kisui Adam is also a mucker for? What happens if I shecht a bird or shecht a deer and I'm about to cover the blood with dirt and some guy swoops in and covers it with dirt instead of me? What's the din? What'd you say? He has to pay me 10 golden coins. Pay Zion and Alfred Chulin. He took away a mitzvah from me. He took away a mitzvah from me.
Is that called by all mitzvahs?
Yes. If you chop a mitzvah away from him, Rav Gamliel made a takana that you must pay a guy 10 golden coins. Why do we learn it out from Kisui Adam? Same thing, guys. The preciousness of doing mitzvahs. A mitzvah that taught us making fences. A mitzvah that taught us mida k'neged mida. A mitzvah that taught us eternity of life. How dear that we mevaza it, and how dear that what? How dare that we what? How dare that we steal it away from someone? That is correct. That is correct. These are the messages I want to bring out to you guys about something that I believe is what? I believe you think at first glance is unrelatable. There you have a whole drasha on the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. How does that relate to my life? And that's the answer. That's how it relates to my life. Relates to my life in this manner. It relates to my life in this manner. Okay? Now, I want to talk about a minig that Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, that in France, the tzaddikim would actually take the wood of their table, where they ate dinner, lunch and breakfast, and they would take that wood. You know what they do with that wood? They used it for their coffin. Isn't that an amazing minig? They would take the wooden table, chop it up after they died, and they'd use that to make a coffin. What's the significance in that? Because what do you want to take to Hashem? What you did in this world. It says in Brachas HaMarich Al Shulchano, Marich Lo Yomo V'Shnosav. Someone who is Marich on a Shulchan is Marich Lo Yomo V'Shnosav. Someone who is Marich and sits a long time at the table. What do you mean? Why do you think you sit a long time at the table? To eat 8 helpings? To eat 4 desserts? What does it mean that a guy sits a long time at the table? What does that mean when you say that he sits a long time at the table? What do you think that means? What do you think he's doing with that? He's having a lot of guests over. He's having a lot of anim at his house. He's being machnas orchim a lot. If you do that, yamarichin lo yoma v'shnosov, you have a long life as well. So that's l'maisa, what we find to show the eternity of life, and that's the importance you find by the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Okay, last nekuda I want to mention is that there's a very beautiful chiddush that I want to share with you from the Chassan Sofer. Talk about more at the end of the year about the Chumash. But are you familiar with the famous phrase V'chai Behem? Usually Achrei Mos and Kedoshim is a double parsha, but in a leap year it's separate. Do you have the Chumash there where it says V'chai Behem? Right there, there's a chumash. Yeah, right here, this chumash. I want to share with you a chiddush. What does v'chai behem normally mean? What does Gemara's drasha and yuma, daf pehe? What does v'chai behem usually mean? I can't hear you. Live by mitzvahs, don't die by them. Someone threatens your life to eat ham. What's the din? What's the din? Eat the ham and save your life, except for the 3 cardinal sins. But he has another drasha. And I thought it was amazing. Have you ever heard of the phrase "Schar b'hayal maleka"? Gemara Kedushin daf mem on the base. What does "Schar b'hayal maleka" mean? Reward in this world there is none. Reward in this world there is none. Reward for mitzvahs you get in the next world. Says the Chassan Sofer, that's only by mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan you get schar in this world. Isn't that amazing? And that's the taich he says in the pasuk. I couldn't believe it. That's the taich in the pasuk v'chai behem. It says Yishmartim eskukosai v'smishpotai asher yasel soma adam v'chai behem ani Hashem. You should watch my statutes and my mishpotim asher yasel soma adam v'chai behem ani Hashem. What's v'chai behem? What's v'chai behem? You should watch my statutes and my laws. Asher yasa osom ha'adam. Who's ha'adam? Who's ha'adam? The chachamim. The chachamim made the laws. They're derabanans. What's v'chai behem? You'll get reward in this world. So I'm derabanans. You'll get reward in this world. You hear the chiddush? Isn't that amazing chiddush? That's his drasha. So, have you ever heard of the cloud mitzvah lav lehenes nidnu? I think we mentioned in Shir once. Mitzvahs are not given over for what? Mitzvahs are not given over for what? For pleasure. What happens if you take a net or not to drive hana from someone? Can you hear the shofar from that guy? You took a net or not to drive Hanafim. Can you hear the shofar from him? Yes, you can. Why? It's not Hanot. Mitzvahs are done to accept the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. You know what the Baal Amor says? Mitzvahs to Rabbanah are Lahanas Nitnu. You can only hear the first 30 tzkiyas, which are the Araisa. From the last 70, you're not allowed to hear, because those are the Rabbanan. And you get Hana from those. What's the Hana? You get the reward in this world. You get the reward in this world. It's a big muster to people, because people look down sometimes on the Rabbanan. Oh, it's the Rabbanan, I don't have to. Come on. Not only the Rabbanan do you have to do, you get reward for it in this world as well. Now, if you have an answer to this, Kasha, let's close with this. I don't have an answer. I want you guys to think about it. I did have an answer. I don't know if it's a good answer. One of the fellows in Shul asked me, he says, Rav, how can you tell me, Schar B'Hai Amaleka, what does the whole second paragraph of Kriya Shma say? Don't you get reward? How can the Gemara say there is no reward in this world? I thought it was a great Kasha. You guys have an answer to that?
Also, when it says that you'll increase your days on this,
mezuzah. By mezuzah, we said. Says you live a long life. So what is the answer? I want to say the answer is that's not really reward. That enables you to do more mitzvahs. Is that the answer? This is not really reward. Enabling you to do more mitzvahs, we don't view that as being reward. It's like, I know, but in Shema also I'm saying that enables you to do more mitzvahs, no? That you're healthy and stuff, no? Go ahead. Right. So maybe that's a shot. That's what I'm suggesting. You guys like that answer? Azriel saying, is that really... Yeah, I mean, you got to be healthy to do mitzvahs, no? You know what I mean? You got to be able to make a parnasa. You know, you don't have to... If you're knocking on people's doors all the time for money, how can you do mitzvahs? That's my answer. You guys like that answer? There's got to be a better answer, no? I can't hear you.
The smallest amount of reward, according to the way it was translated, the smallest amount of reward in Olam Haba.
Loud.
The smallest amount of reward in Olam Haba.
Yes.
Is more than all the pleasure that any person has ever felt in all of Olam Haba. So therefore.
So it's a different definition of schar. You're
exactly.
Saying.
It can't be the same.
So we can't relate to it. It's a similar answer. What we're saying. But you're saying it much better, what Rav Dessler's saying. There's what we would think is rewards. This enables to do mitzvahs, but schar is something else. Very good. He writes that in the Michtam Eliyahu?
Yeah.
What chelik?
Chelik
Aleph. Okay. So he basically asks that kasha, and he gives that answer. He basically asks that kasha, and gives that answer, no? How can he sell me schar amaleka? Says in Kriya Shma, you're going to get all this, like you said. You're going to be getting the fields and the food. Okay. Excellent, guys. We'll stop here. Okay, we got to go on. We're going to start with the